Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We talked about emergency planning a lot during the first section of this weekend show with Sheriff Bill Pooley and Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beetz. During the second segment, we're going to talk more about evacuations and things that people need to keep in mind. And I'm going to pose the first question to the sheriff. Can you kind of explain, you know, what people need to know? Because we hear sometimes warning versus order. What's the difference between the two?
Well, before we get into that, the sheriff's office is responsible for the evacuation notification, and then secondly, securing the area once it's evacuated, and then thirdly, repopulation of the area at the end. We do this warning. An evacuation warning means that there is a fire or some sort of danger nearby. You need to start preparing, and we'll talk about what being prepared is a little later, but you really need to start thinking about, can I get my animals? Do I have my medication? Do I have cash? Do I have gas in my car? Am I able to leave? All those planning things need to be thought about during the warning notification. Secondly, we have an evacuation order. That means you need to leave right now. And when we give that order, we would really appreciate if people follow our direction and actually leave. A lot of people have told us, hey, I don't see any flames, I'm not leaving. Well, you know what, folks? If you see flames, it's going to be too late for you. Once we make our order and we do the evacuation, we will not go back in that area. We're not going to come back for you. So, folks, you need to leave when we ask you to do so. It's so important.
On the other hand, too, what are the challenges that you see or face when, say, all of a sudden the smoke plume goes down a little bit? They knew they were called for an order earlier. They just don't, you know, get the update from the sheriff's office or reach out to find out that information, and they just go back in ahead of time.
Well, typically we block off the area so okay. You can't get back in.
So that's a good way to make sure they don't get into that area.
We'll block it off. We secure the area. We do that, so the public doesn't go back in, and we also don't want anybody doing any looting or breaking into homes in the areas that we've evacuated. So we will secure those areas. In our county, it's very hard to do. There's a lot of little side roads and dirt roads and probably trails I don't even know about. Mm-hmm. But we really try to do a good job of that. And you know, I've been here since the Rim Fire, and so far we haven't had any homes broken into during an evacuation. So that's really good.
That's good to hear. What are the type of things that have to occur, you know, before people can be let back into an area?
So we do a number of things. Obviously the fire needs to be out or in a safe distance away. The county and the roads crew will come in to make sure the roads are actually safe to drive. During the Rim Fire, there was part of 120 that burned over. The railings were gone. Trees were hanging over. All those things need to be cleared out. And then lastly, we want to make sure that the power's on so that folks can go back to their normal lives. So we really try to make sure that all the infrastructure's back in place before we let you back in.
You know, when you have those wide areas, I remember the Mock Fire about a year ago when you had to do the whole South County area pretty much in evacuation. Is there anything at all that people can do to help you, to let you know that they are now out of that area? Is there any way to kind of make that known?
A lot of folks leave on their own. It would be great if they would post something on their door saying, we have evacuated, we're no longer here. The sheriff's office is actually, we're looking for a design for a flagging, if you will, something that won't readily melt, that once we go by, we can either hang it on the fence, on the mailbox, on the front door, so that as we drive by, we know these places have been evacuated. And the plan would be once we use those, we're going to leave them at the home so that the next time they can be utilized. And then we're going to hopefully maybe start selling them and things like that so that it can speed the process up.
I'll go back over to Dory Beetz. Mm-hmm. What type of resources out there are there for people who want to know about, you know, evacuation routes and egress routes and that type of thing?
Yeah, so Tuolumne County, if you search Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, we do have a great little wildfire or wildland fire evacuation pamphlet that we worked and updated with the Sheriff's Office as well as CAL FIRE and County Fire. And it does have some great definitions and, you know, being prepared, understanding what an evacuation, the difference between warning and an order. We have that available that folks can print out or at least review. We also have access to community maps. And we are working with Tuolumne County GIS to update these maps. And our office and the sheriff's office, along with GIS, are updating these to identify potential egress routes. So they're simple little black and white maps of particular communities, and you can go up and look for your community. Maybe it's Sonora, Jamestown, Twain Hart, Tuolumne, wherever that you might live, and you can print that. And we would love it if folks, especially families, if you could practice. You take out that map, and let's say you just set an alarm. You don't tell the rest of the household, 12 midnight, 12:05. And you wake everyone up, give them 5 minutes to get their bag and get in the car and try a different route each time to get out. We really, really want to promote that. And that's a great resource that we have there. We also, through ArcGIS and Tuolumne County, and you'll see that link through our GIS program, we will update the evacuation areas once we, in concert with what the order or the warnings are issued from the sheriff's office, we will update that. So if people have access to the internet and they're able, during an event, they can go to that link and see, you know, what are the road closures, where are those evacuation warnings and orders based on what the sheriff has been issuing. So,
Sheriff Pooley, anything else just to let people know about to prepare for any type of evacuation?
Pre-planning, as Dory said, is the key to success. Folks need to know, where can they get the info? Once we start putting out the warnings and the alerts, where can they continue to get the info? Could be your radio station. It could be the sheriff's office, OES, or CAL FIRE, and even U.S. Forest Services, public information, social media, things like that. You need to know your routes. You need to know, can I actually use a route? If you have a small two-door car, say a little Honda, there may be roads in this county where you can't even use, you know, you can't even access or drive down it unless you have four-wheel drive. You need to know what you actually need to take. You know, you need to have cash. You need to have medication. You need to know what you really need and what's valuable to you and have it prepared. You need to be prepared to leave in a hurry because, unfortunately, as we've seen throughout this state and even most recently in the Sonora fire or the Washington fire, you may have to leave in a hurry. Be prepared to do so. And then know your neighbors. This is a great community, but we really need to take care of our neighbors as well. I have a neighbor that lives next door to me. She probably can't leave in a hurry. She's probably going to need help. Am I going to need to go over and assist that individual? You know, there's a lot of folks that are disabled, have oxygen, things like that. Do your neighbors need help? And if they do, either let us know or go help them. And really, the key to it all is leave early. Don't wait till it's too late, because if you do, bad things are going to happen. And I've said it many a time as a sheriff, I'm going to evacuate you early and often, but you can't rely on us to do it. You need to be prepared to save yourself. And that's really the mindset we need our community to have. Be prepared to save yourself, because in the worst case scenarios, we may not be able to get to you.
I know, living in downtown Sonora, too, I heard a lot of my neighbors say, oh, this really kicks in. We need that to-go bag, and it needs to be ready and, you know, ready to be heading out the door.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, do you have your flashlight? Do you have a battery-powered radio? Do you have, as Dory said, maps printed in your go bag so you have them ready? You're not looking for them throughout the house. Have everything together.
Yeah, and I would add to that, having that go bag is important for your house, but also, too, maybe your car or your workplace, because you may not be at home when you're asked to evacuate. And, you know, that was a classic example during the Washington fire. We had many folks who were working in an area that were evacuated but couldn't even go back to their house to get their go bag. So having something in the car that will help you get through the next couple of nights is really going to be helpful for you and your family.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats and Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up our conversation in just a minute.